When we lived out on the North Farm there, I then started working here in town, and I walked to work and back. Well, I walked to work, but Merritt Bailey wouldn't let me walk home at night after dark, so he took me home. It was called the Cozy Cafe. Now, when I went to work for him, he had the restaurant up on the corner where it was an old bank building, and then beside it was Corralito's store. It was so busy. It was much different than now. We would be open every night till 10. And then on Friday nights and Saturday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights were just terrific because Friday nights, all the hamburgers and the malts that went out and everything after basketball and football games. And I liked it. And that helped me overcome some of my bashfulness because you got to talk to people if you're going to wait on them, you know. And I was fortunate Merritt Bailey was the most fantastic person for me to start working for. He was just great. And we had several restaurants. There were four grocery stores going down, and then we had Firkins, which was kind of a hardware type store, and the dime store. There was the bakery, Whitmore's. There was how many barbers? Several barbers, four or five. The jewelry store. There was Wolves, there was Rickards. Saturday nights were lots of fun. People parked all up and down the streets, and when it was warm weather, everybody just the streets were full. The sidewalks, you could hardly get by and talking, and you could smell popcorn a popping, and the stores you go in there, all the stores would be just full of people and laughing. You'd hear people, maybe some were sitting in the car, others were out on the street, and you would hear the laughing and the calling out to one another, greeting one another, and it was a fun experience. You would see people, maybe that was the only time you saw them was on Saturday night.